good morning again. My name is Lena, the host of Morning Minutes. Welcome back. And we are in episode 12 of Psalm 34, making our way through a summer of hope. If it's your first time with us, hi. And if you've been before, you know how this works. I hope you're subscribed to this great study. And let me read Psalm 34. I've called today's teaching, Getting Out of Desperate Places. Man, we want out of those places. We want to live in a broad land. Here's what David wrote. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Man, so good. Getting out of your desperate places. Number one, the way out of your desperate places is through praise. We've done this before. We've talked about it. I think in every Morning Minute series, there's a theme in scripture. You want out of being stuck, you start singing praise to God. He starts off as saying, bless the Lord at all times. What does all times mean? It means in the good days, in the bad days, in the difficult days, short days, long days, you name it, you praise the Lord. If you're single, going through a breakup, you praise the Lord. If you're married, going through a difficult season, you praise the Lord. If you're rejoicing, your kids are getting married, everybody's happy, you praise the Lord. That is how you get into your happy place. This psalm is written when David feigned madness before Abimelech, by the way. The story is in 1 Samuel 21. You can go there and read the story. He was running away from Saul, the king who mentored him at the beginning, really. And now David was being attacked by Saul because Saul knew that David was anointed by God to be the king instead of Saul's family. So David escapes Saul and then fakes like he's crazy in front of the enemy king Abimelech. And he actually acts crazy so that Abimelech is like, oh, this guy's not a threat. He's crazy. And they let him go and be. And this is a psalm of praise for God's provision in our desperate places, but also an admission of guilt, of failure to trust. And so in 1 Samuel 21, 12, really David had a moment of weakness where he just did not trust the Lord. And how many great men of women of God have faced situations in their life where we look back and where they look back, I should say. All of us, though, we've lived in our life and in seasons where we know we should trust but don't. And we're in desperate places. And instead of praying and praising, we fear and we fret. And later on, you look back and go, man, I wish I had gone through that better. And so this is sort of that sort of admission of guilt in this chapter. This psalm, by the way, is an acrostic. This is used multiple times in Psalms. We see it through, I think Psalm 119 is a great example of it. Each line of the psalm begins with succeeding letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So you start first line A and then B and C and on and on and on. And really, again, a reminder in point number one, just to summarize some of these tidbits about the psalm, the way out of your desperate places is through praise, and the depth of your praise is reflected really in what comes out of your mouth. The depth of your praise is always reflected in what comes out of your mouth. You know you're praising God in your heart if you're praising him with your mouth. And if you're constantly complaining and constantly negative, then you're not praising God. And this is convicting to me, and I need to work on that. And maybe you do too. So that's point number one, praise. Number two, the promise that's yours when you desperately pray is God's provision. over and over again, we're reminded that when we seek God, He'll deliver, He'll answer, He'll be there for us, He'll feed us, and that you can taste and see that God is good. This is a constant theme here, and it is an awesome theme, and God will always provide for His people when we pray. This is just sort of a spiritual law. You just pray and God will provide. I don't know where He provides from. He did it with the fishes and the loaves. He did it when they needed money. They didn't have any money for the taxes, and He got a fish and whipped up a coin from the fish. Christ will provide for your needs. Philippians 4:19. Pray, do the best you can, trust God with the rest. God does not promise us prosperity, but He does promise us daily provision for our needs. Problem with us is that most of us think that some things are needs when they're not. And I think that's the challenge, is to rely on God for the things that we desperately need each day. All right. If you're in a desperate place of need right now, just remember that you can pray about it and you can praise God for what He's provided in it. Thirdly, the blessing that's yours in desperate places is deeper intimacy with the Lord. And honestly, this is it right here. You know, you might not see, maybe the provision that God has given you is taking a while to unfold. God knows that there are things in my life that I've been praying for years. I've not seen unfold yet. But what God has given me in this season, and what the psalmist says in Psalm 34, in a season when he feels like he's in a desperate place, you see this theme of intimacy. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You see this walk of God, a tender father holding his kids close to himself. Intimacy is the gift God gives the broken. Intimacy is the promise that God fulfills for those who seek Him. Hey, do you want to know God more? Are you hungry? Do you ever wake up in the morning and just think, man, I confess to you, I'm going through a season, I want to know God more. And the promise that God says is that He will make Himself readily available to us. So hey, this is a good thing. If you're in a desperate place, you're gonna get out of it, but let's do it God's way. Let's draw to Him in praise, let's rely on Him in our need, and let's expect Him to provide Himself first and foremost. Love you guys. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I'll see you again tomorrow.